Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing? Big Ump Triple X, man. Oh. Hope everybody's having a great and safe holiday with family and friends. Hope everything going like great for you, like awesome for you. Long as you putting God first, get up in the morning praying before you get your day started. That's always a good thing. That's always a blessing. More than anything. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Heavenly Father, thank you for seeing another day. Father God, thank you for the listeners and viewers and subscribers of this show. Father God, I'm praying for every soul on today. Father God, I'm praying for today. Father God, I'm praying that you spared our lives on this day so we can see another day in your name. And not just because it's the Christmas season and the holidays, Father God. Father God, we look beyond that. We don't celebrate your birthday no more because of Christmas. We celebrate your birthday every day, Father God, because you're the creator. Father God, you give us life. And we want to say thank you on today and the days before and now and forevermore. Father God, we don't want this to just be the reason we celebrate you. Father God, I hear people give Santa Claus all the credit on today. And they don't work hard and slave. But Father God, I don't give Santa Claus the credit, Father God. I give you the credit. I give you the credit on this day. Father God, we give you our blessings on this day so you can keep us blessed. Father God, we know who you are. And Father God, we know what you are. And Father God, we ask right now that you keep us going and that you keep us safe. Father God, we pray for the homeless. Father God, we praying for people that doesn't have anything to eat on today. Father God, we praying for people that's going through a state of depression. Father God, we praying for people that going through a state of loneliness. Father God, we praying for people that's handicapped right now, crippled and lame and blind and deaf. Father God, we ask that you grant those people the things they need to keep moving into the year of 2024. Father God, we ask that you keep pressing so we can keep pressing right along with you going into the new year. We want to say thank you, Father God, because it's so much to be thankful for. It's so much to understand on this day. Father God, it's so much to understand on the days before. Father God, it's so much to understand the days to come. See, right about now, Father God, we're praying against all evil spirit and wickedness. We're praying against that person that throwing the rock and hiding their hand. Father God, we praying against that lying tongue and deceitful eyes and ways. Father God, we praying against that backstab or that two-facedness. Father God, we ask for a shield of protection moving forward into the year 2024. Father God, I pray that people get the things they need and work for the things they want. Father God, this has been a great year for myself and anyone that came into contact with you. Father God, we pressing forward because we gonna finally leave the past behind And we looking forward to the future and what you have to offer us. But make no mistake about it, Father God, we're going to work hard. We're going to be thankful. We're going to be cheerful givers, Father God. We're going to be lenders, Father God, and not the borrowers. Father God, we're going to lift people up in faith. We're going to lift people up in height. We're going to lift people up, Father God, in might. We're going to lift people up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you on this day, Father God. Father God, I'm praying for all my enemies. See, I don't have to call them out because they know who they are and I know who they are. See, Father God, I pray against the people that bear false witness. See, Father God, I pray against the people that have good intentions, that have bad intentions, but don't apply. But Father God, I ask that you saturate yourself, saturate your spirit over your children. Father God, I ask that you be that comforter that they need so they can keep their eyes and heart and spirit and soul on you. See, Father God, as we go into this year, Father God, we want to be destined to the things that we need to do. We want to be hopeful for the things that we need to do. See, Father God, we want to be consistent in the things that we need to do. And Father God, with you being the head of our lives, with you being the Alpha and Omega, the life giver, the soul barrier, we know it can be done. So, Father God, we pray right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, whew. I tell you, I don't plan to be before you long, but I do want to tell you this right here. I want to tell you to press forward into the year 2024. Press forward. Leave the past behind. Leave people behind. See, you got to be in sequence with people that's in sequence with you. Whether they friend or family, it doesn't matter. Strangers, it doesn't matter. Press forward in the year 2024. Focus on God first. When you focus on God first, focus on the things you need done and what you want to do. And you pray about it. And you ask God to help you get that done. Ask God to help you get that done and see where God helped you get that done. Let me tell you something about pressing forward. This is what the words say. The words say you must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. See, you got to have a love for God and for all men. And you got to press forward in Christ's name. Nobody else's name. Nobody else's name. See, you can't worry about that job. You can't worry about that situation on that job. You can't worry about that family member that don't like you. You can't worry about that neighbor that don't like you. You can't worry about that bill. You can't worry about why your car ain't working. You can't worry about why you try... Why you're in a position of losing your house. You can't worry about that. You can't worry about jail time. All of God's people done all of that and overcame. And we can do the same. We can do the same. So you have to press forward in the year of 2024. Press forward. Leave all that old stuff behind. The two-facedness, leave it behind. The lying tongue, leave it behind. The procrastinators, leave it behind. That fake friend, leave them behind. That family member that don't like you, leave them behind. That neighbor that don't like you, leave them behind. Whatever relationship you in, whatever situation you in, leave it behind and focus on God. Focus on God. My banner, be still and know that I am God. That's Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. Hey, listen. We all know the real reason for everything. And it's not about celebrating Santa Claus. It's not about that. It's about the love of Christ. It's about family and friends. And it's still about Thanksgiving and helping people and showing love. And not just on this day, but any day of the week. Any day. Press forward in 2024. I'm going to read you a couple scriptures. Just a couple this time. I'm not gonna be before you long today. It says in Philippians 3 and 14, it tells us that I press toward the goal for the prize of upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So press toward the goal. But whatever you do, put Christ Jesus first. Put God first. They are one person. When you put God first, see, you can take care of yourself in order to take care of your family. See, a lot of people get it twisted. They go take care of their family and their kids and everybody, and then they look like a wreck. But God didn't mean for you to look like a wreck neither. So you take care of yourself first so you can continue to provide and be the provider you need to be. Be the man you need to be. Be the woman you need to be. Be the child of God you need to be. Be the student in Christ's class who you need to be. Be the praying man. Be the praying woman of God who you need to be in order to have salvation, grace, and mercy. And make it into the year 2024. Last one, Galatians 5 and 25. It tells us, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. And I know that's hard, but if you live by the Spirit, keep in step with the Spirit. Keep in step. Be still and know that I am God. Whatever your problems is, whatever your worries is, cast them before the Lord. Not no man. No, no, no. Not no first lady. No, no, no. Not no pastor. No, see, because we done got away from God and we focus on the pastor in the church. But see, they forgot. See, God created all mankind, including the pastor. Focus on Jesus Christ. Focus on God before you do anything. I ain't telling you not to go to that church. I ain't telling you not to love your pastor. But sometimes we can get carried away into what the pastor wants and we forget what God wants. We forget what Jesus died for. We forget what Jesus stood for. We forget how Jesus walked and saved lives, countless lives, just so we can be here today and do the things we need to do in Christ. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Heavenly Father, thank you for your awesome word. Father God, I just want to say I love you on this day. Father God, I just want to say, keep me in your prayers on this day. Father God, keep me in your bosom on this day. Father God, keep me safe on this day. Father God, I pray for my listeners. I pray for my viewers. I pray for my subscribers. I pray for my friends and families and co-workers. Father God, I pray for my wife and kids and grandkids. Father God, I pray for every living soul, every creeping, crawling thing that's living upon this earth right now. I thank you, Father God, not just for today, but for the days before, for the days now, and the days to come. Father God, save my soul. Save the people's soul. Change their mindset, Father God. Let them go after the things that they need to have so they can survive going into the year 2024. We're thankful on this day. We praise your name on this day, Father God, and we honor your name on this day. We want to say, Father God, we love you. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep working, and we're going to keep grinding. Because when that day comes, all we want to hear is, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Well done. Well done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I just want to let y'all know, man, look, this is my 200th show. I'm going to keep going. I have 177 subscribers. I need 23 more subscribers to have a total of 200 subscribers. That's not a lot. That's not much to ask for. And I'm asking you to tell your friends and families to subscribe to the show. All you got to do is click on the video and hit subscribe and hit the like button. That's all you got to do. Help Big Unk out. That's all you got to do. On this day, man, this is a very important day. This is a very important day. And all the days that God created is important. Imagine, have you ever thought about how God can create a day? That's powerful. That is powerful. Stay consistent going into the year 2024. I'm not going to tell you Merry Christmas. I'm going to tell you Happy Holy Days. Happy Holy Days. Moving forward, Happy Holy Days. We all know we celebrate Christ every day. We worship Christ every day. Go into the new year consistent. Go into the new year demanding. Go into the new year getting the things that you ask for and need and work. Stay faithful. Stay faithful in Christ. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Pray for longevity and good health. No more sickness. Eat right. Pray hard. Work out. Smile. Laugh. Do the things that God have called you to do. Stop being so uptight. Take care of your spouses. Take care of your kids. Take care of your grandkids. All of that stuff is important. Speak on Triple X, man. God loves you. I'm telling you, God loves you. God loves you more than what you know. And I love you too. Happy Holy Days, man. Peace.